Hello, my darlings. It's Aisling Mooney, Angel Intuitive, Spiritual Business Mentor, author, here with you today to talk some more about your angels, give you your angel messages and forecast for the month of May 2022. So you're very welcome. It's lovely to have you here. If you're brand new to me and my work, you can find more about me at aislingmooney.com. That's the place to go, or you can connect with me on Facebook at Aisling Mooney Angels. So we have an interesting month for May. We have five different archangels that want to work with us throughout this whole month. In the Angels and Biz Alignment Program, where I work with a small group of entrepreneurs who are also interested in spirituality, we are connecting with the Archangel Uriel, so the energy of Uriel this month. So I will talk a little bit about that, because Uriel is popping in the second week of our monthly forecast. But the overall angel is Archangel Michael. These are my cards, by the way, Archangel Messages for a New Earth. You can order them on my website, or you can get on the next print run. So just go to the website, and if you like these cards and you want to experience them for yourselves. But this is the beautiful image of Archangel Michael, and the card is walk in faith, you are being guided. So there's a wonderful sense this month of being completely guided by your angels. Maybe you've fallen off the wagon of spirituality. I was just talking about this in the alignment program this morning, and I was saying that I've been through a very busy season in my life, and it's been difficult to maintain any sort of spiritual practice. And I say spiritual practice without any of the hang-ups, or that, you know, I don't have to you don't have to in a room for 3 hours every day or whatever, you know. Spiritual practice is your spiritual practice. That's the key. So it's adapted to what you need right now in your life. And I've been saying that I've been in a very busy season, and I'm looking now this month, when things are finally settling down, to just reconnecting. So making space to reconnect with myself, with my angel essence that we all have, with my spirituality, with my soul. Making space to connect in with my angels more regularly, rather than here and there and whenever I have a crisis or things are happening in life, or just being busy and just not making that space for me, literally. So the reason I'm bringing that in is the same walk in faith, you are always guided, but your angels are literally always bringing you back to your own guidance and your own intuition. And that's what this month is about. It's about a deepening sense of your own intuition and strength, clarity in decision making, just this feeling that you are safe, that no matter what life throws at you, no matter what's happening in the world, that you will have a sense of safety and a sense of knowing that things are going to work out no matter what, in the long run, in the short term, whatever it is for you, but things will work out. So no matter what is happening in your life right now, you're looking around and you're going, what is this? It's storm. If that's you, this is a card that's just, it's going to be okay. You know, keep asking for support. Do what you can to support yourself. Reach out to friends, family members, get a counselor, go to your doctor, and get the support that you need, a coach, join a program, and do whatever you need to support you right now to make you feel supported. But you're just being reminded that your angels are with you every single second and minute of your life, and they're just literally a thought away, and just that, making that space to be connected with yourself this month, that little bit of a spiritual space for you, will help you to get that sense on an even deeper level. Have you to just really feel the presence of angels in your life, and watch out for coincidences, messages, signs, and your dreams and everything. I'm going to talk about that as we go in. So it's a lovely card for this month, and so for anyone that has been struggling or has just been challenged, it's just like, it's going to be okay, love. You are going to be okay. You are stronger than you know. You know that you're so strong. So that's Archangel Michael, is sort of the overall message of protection, love, confidence for this month. First week in May is deeply healing. And there might be a little bit of a conflict, a situation which maybe takes you by surprise, and just it could bring up all stuff from your past. It's just bringing it up to heal. It might be uncomfortable. That could be a conflict with a family member or a friend or something unexpected that's come up in your life, in your social life or whatever, an unexpected thing. And it can be a little bit of aggro, a little bit of conflict. And so just know that it's there to teach you something. Know that it's there to let you see how far you've come. And know that it's there to show you different ways to approach this situation. So rather than reactive, the message in this card is Archangel Raphael. The message is soften your heart. So I've had that experience this week, the first week in May, where I've had to take a breath, step back, call on my angels and say, just please guide my words so that the outcome that I want for this situation is where I'm going to arrive at, not where if I lose my temper or say things that I don't want to, that could come out wrong and that might aggravate the situation or make it worse. So this card is literally that, soften your heart. And the way to do that, love, is to just take a breath and take a step back and call on your angels. Literally speak up, saying, angels, just guide me words, just guide me thoughts, just help me to breathe, just help me to be here, help me to react, you know, in a positive way and bring the outcome that I want to bring to the situation, which is ultimately peace, forgiveness, you know, and learning. That doesn't mean it's easy. Does not mean it's easier for me or anything like that. You know, life is life. There are going to be challenges. Your angels are just, you know, in this situation, this first week in May, it's a bit of a funny kickoff to May, but it's just saying that soften your heart, practice forgiveness, do your EFT, connecting with your angels. Ho'oponopono, do whatever you can so that you're not reactive. You know, you're taking a breath to really think about how you want to react to the situation. We step into the energy of Uriel, which is the energy in the alignment program that we're connecting with this month in our business and in our lives. If you want to find out more about the alignment program, go to ashleymooney.com/AB. For Angels and Biz, and that will bring you to the alignment program. You can have a look and see if it's calling you, that space. If you're an entrepreneur, but you also want to, as well as business, connect with an amazing spiritual community that can help and support you in your business, then that is it. ashleymooney.com/AB. Second week is Uriel. So that's who we're connecting with this month that I'm personally and as a group in the alignment program are connected with. Coincidences are messages from your angels. So, and literally, this is what I've been speaking about. Look at her. She is sitting in this meditative pose. So for her, that might be, for me, my meditation practice can be maybe doing yoga, swimming. Swimming is one of the best ways for me to connect in with myself. Just movement. I like to move my body. Walking, getting out into nature. And meditating, you know, relaxing. But it's not, meditation and sitting is not my first choice, because I do a lot of sitting for work. I'm at the computer, so I prefer movement and moving my body as my meditating practice, as my spiritual practice. But it's just to have one. It's to remind you to have one, how important it is to have one, even if that is only 5 minutes a day or an hour a week, or whatever it is that you can manage, you're being encouraged to and bring that into your life. And just watch out for coincidences this month. Coincidences, there are, I say this often, there are no such thing as coincidences. They are angel messages, signposts guiding you and saying this way, this way, this way. So when you see coincidences in your life is your angels saying you're on track, it's coming, whatever you want to manifest or whatever you want to change, and just keep walking this way. This is a sign. Week three is Archangel Metatron, be your own guru. I love this card. I've worked personally with Metatron as one of my spiritual guides over the last few years. I channeled Metatron, I taught through Metatron, I taught some of his teachings in my work. So I have a soft spot in my heart for this angel and this message and the whole energy of Metatron. So this is in week three. It might be a time to seek a new teacher or coach or program, but ultimately that no matter what new thing it is that you're learning, it should, any good teacher will bring you back to yourself. Any good teacher will show you your own strength, your own confidence and courage will enhance that so that you can make clear decisions for you in your life. We were really talking about that this week. I was just talking about that on our call about this month of deepening our intuition, making sure that we have space for spiritual practice, and whatever that looks like for you in the season of your life that you're in. But ultimately, you are your own guru. You are the boss in your life. You're the one that's going to call the shots. You're the one that's got to face the consequences of your actions. You know, you reap what you sow. So, you know, what are you sowing today in your life? What are you doing for you, for your family, for future generations, for this planet that we're living in at the moment? What are you doing in your words, your actions, your thoughts? And it's about, you know, we can study the masters out there. We can use them as models for our own lives. We can learn from each other, from our coaches. But ultimately, we can only, the best way is our way. And our way can be completely different to the best coaches in the world out there. So there'll be an opportunity around the third week in May where you get to, you could, if there's a crossroads and you have a choice and you get to, okay, am I going to do it this way? Or am I going to really be brave, follow my own intuition and do it this way? You know, this is what's right for me. So there's a lovely boost of energy of confidence coming in for the month of May from this wonderful Archangel Metatron. Love this card. Be your own guru. And then finally, the last week in May, we have Archangel Haniel, more rocket energy, empowerment for women in particular. She is the goddess of saying no, not now, no is a full sentence. So Archangel Haniel says, you are worthy, claim it. So look at the strength in this card. There's this woman in a pose, yoga pose or some other type of pose, but she is just so strong. Her whole body is balancing on her hands and her arms, and she's just so much strength and control. Where I would love to be with yoga practice, God knows I'll ever get there. But literally a symbol of your inner strength. And the last week in May will be an opportunity for you to say a big fat no to someone or something in your life, something that you've been tolerating for a very long time. And you'll just come to the end of it and will be like, this is it. I have had it. I'm not doing that anymore. And you might find yourself, maybe this is in relation to your business, you might find yourself completely changing track, going in a whole new way. You might find yourself dropping programs or packages or things that you've been offering that just used to feel in alignment but just don't feel in alignment anymore. You might find yourself dropping them, changing direction, bringing in new programs, new material. There's, I don't know what's happening. There's a lot coming up and happening for you this month around that. So let us see, my darlings, let us see what's coming through. Absolutely Love it, love it, love it. It's going to be a very powerful and beautiful month. And also, while I was talking there, an insight came in that you might, with this change, you might call in, you might use some new systems in your business. You might step in to work with a new coach or program or group. But it will be about streamlining. You could also be bringing on a new team member or a new member of your support team to help you in your life, in your business in some way. Maybe in life, I could be a counselor, a new doctor, the new healer on your spiritual team, you know, calling in something new, whatever you need. But it's the idea is that you are worth it and you need to claim that for yourself. Whether it's a new fitness program, whether it's regular healing sessions, and whether it's just regular time out with yourself, whatever it is, love, you are worth it and you need to claim it for yourself. Sending you so much love wherever you're watching this video in the world. Please share it, please comment, and give it to anyone that you think might need this support this month. If you want to find out about me, go to ashleymooney.com to get these cards. ashleymooney.com/cards, easy. And to find out more about the alignment program and to join us in that incredible community of angel lights, ashleymooney.com/AB to find us there. Sending you so much love. Have a great month. And I will see you here next week with your weekly messages for the first week in May. Lots of love. Bye.